Now let's go from the Chinese auto market to Chinese currency. For years now, American companies and the U.S. government have complained that China purposely undervalues the yuan to maximize exports. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner actually has offered some praise to China for making its currency more responsive to market forces.
Geithner's comments came in response to a question about China's move late last week to loosen controls on its currency and let it float in a slightly broader band against the dollar. The Treasury Secretary was surprisingly positive.
I think the cumulative effect of what China's done on the exchange rate side is, on the external side, is very significant and very promising.
Geithner went on to point out that China's trade surplus has declined significantly as the value of its currency has risen by 14% against the dollar in just the past 2 years. It strengthened even more over the past 7 years.
If you look back relative to 2005, it's more like 45%. Pretty significant adjustment in real terms.
A stronger currency makes a country's products less competitive in world markets. And Geithner said he was encouraged that the progress is continuing, even during a transition of political power in China. But the Treasury Secretary said China still has a long way to go to get its currency to the right level and make its economy less dependent on exports and more focused on internal consumption. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.